4, HKX, mobile.
Patrick, W2, JKT, mobile. How's it going?
Better than yesterday morning, so we're doing good. How about yourself?
Storm this morning. Got woken up a little bit early by the dog, but, so far so good. Got my quick trick stop in and probably going to hit that Chick-fil-A in Spartanburg on the way in and treat myself. So, so far so good.
Say this is a little early for you, so I hate you got woken up early.
5 minutes early. I'm usually leaving the quick trip right about now, but that was about 5 minutes ago, so I'm a little ahead of schedule.
Hopefully that continues on today, and you're ahead of schedule going home, too.
I'm meeting with my boss at like 1:30, and he tends to talk a lot, so I've never been in a meeting with him that didn't go at least 50% over time, so we'll see if I get out of there on time today.
Hope so. Hopefully things don't go that way, but like you say, you never know.
Today, just a customer stop.
Normal routine today. So hopefully everything goes smooth for me. Really used it. Yesterday was kind of frustrating. He started not being 100%, and then listening to the customers' excuses of why they can't pay their bills.
A little better this morning. You didn't have your doors frozen shut, so at least that's a start.
We're already 100% better than yesterday, so hopefully it just keeps going that way.
Customers struggling right now? Are people dialing back on getting their cars fixed and stuff like that?
A lot of the shops, yes. Some of them, not yet. They're kind of still up and down, but everybody says they're starting to feel it.
It's happening, people are cutting back all over the place. I mean, it's just one of those things where, the Fed, they increase the interest rates and they put all the brakes on the economy. They don't know when to let go, and they can't see far enough ahead to see that they need to dial back now and go the other way. But, they're going to force it into a recession before they do anything.
When I don't see much option other than that with the way things are.
Reporting these glorious growth numbers, but, the word on the street just doesn't agree.
And then you watch, about a month later, they come back and revise every one of them down. So I don't believe any of it anymore.
Thanks for the revision, and then take that number. Just ignore the first one they report. Front page of CNN when they do the revision, so everybody thinks everything's glorious.
That's the trouble with this, is nobody's looking at the real numbers.
And revised down, our sales were off big time in this year and the year before even. We hit that huge peak during COVID. Everybody was stuck at home, so people were buying power tools left and right. And, now we've just kind of gone back to pre-COVID levels, maybe even a little bit lower. So, we're definitely feeling it. And, everybody I talk to, everybody I know, they're like, oh, we're cutting back, we're cutting back, we're cutting back. Things are so expensive, we got to cut back. And, people are starting to lose jobs, and that's causing it even more. So I think we're definitely on the way.
That I can watch my numbers in my own business, and they're off, but not way off from last year. And then the year before was one of the best years I had. So, like everything else, it's just pulling back to normal. And you get that pendulum swing back the other way, and it usually goes further, and then it's got to balance out. So, that's what gets everybody, I believe.
Just do the best we can. You can't deny our humanity that, we're all a little greedy inside, and, that just tends to lead to all kinds of things. But, we do the best we can. We get through it, and, hopefully you and I get to keep our jobs, and, most people do. We'll see how we come out on the other side. Everything goes up and down. It's just the way of things.
The other guys ought to be out there by now anyway. Ken should.
For GFW mobile now.
Right, back at you.
And shield's all clear, I'm doing good.
KO4HKX.
Good morning, Patrick.
KO4NXY.
David, hope you're having a good start to your day and enjoying that cup of coffee.
Starting off pretty good. I done finished a cup of coffee and actually drinking a little eggnog now.
Sounds like you're having a good start.
Sure am. I'm fixing to take my morning medication. That's going to take a minute or two. So y'all go ahead, pick it back up. I'll be listening. KF4NXY.
Morning, David. KN4TFW. Only a mile from the house. I ain't even made it to 29 yet.
A little early this morning, but I'm making a couple of stops on the way in. I'm just going to take my time getting to the office today. I'm up here at, coming up on 78 right now.
Pretty early. And that, like I said, I had 7 or 8 minutes sitting there in the driveway waiting for it to frost. There was pretty heavy frost here.
I hit the remote start on my phone, but it didn't go through. So when I went out, the car hadn't warmed up at all, and so I had to, let it run for a little bit and, try to see through the frost for a little bit until it got warm.
I haven't had that on mine yet. I know it's got it, but I haven't tried it.
Probably one of the best features of the car.
KO4CEF.
KO4HKX.
Good morning, Andrew. KN4TFW.
And, I agree with Patrick. That's one of the best features of a car. Turned mine on this morning, long before I started fixing my coffee, and it was good to go when I come outside.
It's my radio time, wasn't it?
Having being able to leave it plugged into the charger at home and warm up on shore power before I head out, so it doesn't. I can still leave with a full battery and have the car already warm.
A little bit of drain on my battery since it's stuck to 110.
It's where you park your truck. You have a block heater and access to power there, right?
No bird plug it in yet.
Morning, guys. KD4, IOX.
Leon, hope you're having a good start.
KO4CF.
This morning, David. Hope you're all having a great day. Hope you had a great weekend. But, I've got a little late start this morning for some reason. So, there and watched, read too much news this morning.
Did you find any good news?
Good news when you read the news, that's for sure. Yeah, cool this morning. I'm talking about block heaters and keeping things warm and starting things warm, and I thought I started the wife's car this morning to warm it up, but apparently it did not. But it's nice and warm now.
Yeah, this is nice to have to be able to start one up and not have to sit in it while it's cold.
It was 25 at the house and got down the hill, it was 22.
Old vehicle for over 40 years, man. Ain't no sense changing now.
Who needs progress?
Isn't it against the law to leave your car running unattended?
Well, that's on a public street or highway. Not a public vehicular area.
No.
A few times.
The car's not technically running.
Have an electric car sitting there on.
Story. I don't know how you tell, but this car's got the you stop at the traffic light and then it cuts off and then you hit the gas and or you take your foot off the brake and it starts again. That's keep your hands on the steering wheel, dummy. My dummy alert going off. But it has the alert. Oh hell, why was I going with that? Where I was going was. It has that cut-off feature at the traffic light. Well, the only way to disable that is to take a toothpick or some similar object and wedge between the side of the button and the frame and mash the button down and lock it down in that down position. Solves the problem. The Seltos I had to do that, and on this one I had to do the same thing.
car I've seen that has a shutdown feature, it can be disabled in a menu.
Found it in this one. Or the other one.
And on the dash, but as soon as you shut it off and came, turned it back on, it came back on.
But the internet, I googled it and found out that that's how you disable it.
So for HGX, guys, I'm going to be out of the car for a minute. I'll stop and grab me something cold to drink, and then it'll be time for me to jump over to 285 KO4 HGX.
Like cold coffee.
It's pretty good, but I'd be curious as to where you stop it. 84 IOX.
Here on Canoga.
Early. Time two.
Papers behind each other going down 85. It's crazy.
Minutes ago. 55 or so?
68. 68. Flashers, one of you be able to see each other.
Two troopers passed me a couple of minutes ago, so I think you're a little further down, maybe.
More. The BMW 3 Series, I'm always in the right lane. I set my cruise control and just take my time to work.
But I'm close.
Because we need some snow.
Now you're talking.
That's up there, the tubing place up there on the mountain. He's blowing snow this morning and heavy.
Snow once a year.
March.
Buddy.
Good, Leon.
The best snow is here today, gone tomorrow.
I know one time and stay on the ground from like November to March.
Popular opinion around here.
6x6 block of wood in the road.
Somebody had knocked over one of those orange construction cones, and it was sitting there in the middle of the left lane of the construction area, and it was just a mess.
Well, the other day, there was two of those, you know, the extension pans that they put on the cement truck chute? Yeah, there was two of them laying in the road, and they were, you know, half in the left and half in the middle, and then half in the middle and half in the right, and I went right between them. Felt bad for whoever was tailgating behind me.
Just a little bit before they open. Is it 63 yet?
On the entrance ramp, or the exit ramp.
Entrance ramp, or the exit ramp, sorry.
Timing.
I'm getting off here to hit this Chick-fil-A, so that would have been fun, though.
But, oh man, what are they, the little explorers that look like a truck they used to make. One of them was coming down the road. They have an antenna on, but you never know who it is.
Where they said we should start seeing some of those, well, it used to be the old International Scouts. I don't know what they call them now, but I guess they're making a factory down there in Blythewood.
I think the only thing they're going to have in common is just the name. I don't think it's going to be the same thing.
You should start seeing some next month.
Is it Scouts down towards Columbia, right? He worked in HR. He used to be my boss a long time ago. He lives out in Columbia. He ended up getting a job down there.
In the 70s, you couldn't hardly tear one of those things up. He said that my niece rolled her BMW lease car.
And doing, because it's hard as crap to roll a car, especially a BMW, because, I mean, they handle really well.
If you fall asleep and run off the left side of the road, that'll do it. Bad thing is she was only about 200 yards from the house.
Yes, that'll definitely do it. Man, that's crazy. Is she all right?
Right, but that was the only car that they had, and now they kicked her out of the lease program for like 5 years, I think.
On some of that, I mean, I don't know. I don't quite get to kicking people out for that long.
Literally, there's already four cars in front of me at the Chick-fil-A.
Am
money, open up a franchise.
It's press, isn't it?
Never see them slow, except on Sunday.
A fleet of, it looks like, 6 delivery vehicles here in the parking lot.
Fast when we go to Raleigh up there at UNC, it must have like 10 or 12 delivery vehicles.
Tingles near the plant, you can be eating about now. Pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's spine.
Hey, have a great day.
Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Andrew, have a good one. KD4IOX.
Go to the 285, and maybe we can pick up Patrick again.
JKT, QSY.
K84IOX, QSY.
KN4TFW, QSY.